Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's changing the game, Mood.com. They created an entirely line of functional gummies, 100% federally legal THC blends, discreetly delivered right to your doorstep. And here's the best part. You can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code Ravens. Now, I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself. Each one's totally unique. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out right away. They help me unwind fast, leave me refreshed the next morning. The Epic Euphoria gummies, they're perfect for when your day just isn't going the way you want it to go. What makes Mood special is how they pair the THC with natural herbs and adaptogens. You won't find blends like this at any local shop. They've got gummies designed for focus, relaxation, clarity, even energy, all made from cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no shortcuts, just high-quality weed you can trust. Plus, Mood backs everything with a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So head on over to Mood.com, check out their amazing selection, and don't forget to use the promo code Ravens at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Every day, companies you've never heard of are making millions off your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records on the internet, then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace built on your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. Aura fights back. Aura removes your personal data from broker sites and keeps it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura is more than just a data broker removal system. It's a full digital security suite that protects every part of your online life. Aura gives you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager for safer logins, and spam call protection to shut down scammers. Aura scans the dark web for your most sensitive information and notifies you instantly if anything is exposed. And if your identity is ever stolen, you're backed by up to $5 billion in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support. Other service charges about the same, but only cover one or two areas. Aura gives you everything. Data broker removal, identity and credit monitoring, device protection, and fraud support all in one simple app. Aura removes what's already exposed, protects what's not, and puts you back in control. Go to aura.com/remove for complete digital protection and peace of mind. That's aura.com/remove.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Ohio only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's List of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification. And they're satisfying to scratch, no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now, that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.
I know what you're thinking. You already got your fix for film study this week. You got your three episodes. You got your offense, your defense, your know your foe episode. But guess what?
We're experimenting with some new stuff over at FilmStudyRavens.com, and we thought you guys, the loyal listeners, would like to hear this. There's some great information here. And who knows, maybe we'll be doing more episodes like this. We're going to call this a film study short. You will notice that this one is geared as if it's being played on a radio station. So I'm playing the role of a radio host in this show. And Ken's going to be the guest. And that's because we think this would be a great option for a local radio station or another podcast or internet show to bring Ken on as a guest. Of course, it's also a chance to try out and see what you guys, the loyal listeners and readers of FilmStudyRavens.com, see what you all think of a short film study that's just maybe 6-7 minutes long. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Ken McCusick. All right, next up, we have Ravens analyst Ken McCusick joining us to talk about what he's doing and what he has seen from Lamar Jackson this season. So, Ken, we're really excited about Lamar's fast start. What is he doing better this year?
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me on, by the way. I think one of the biggest things and the easiest way I can probably relate this is with a concept I've used for a number of years now, which is ample time and space, which measures what opportunity he's had to throw and tries to judge him against that standard. So in the simplest sense, ample time and space means the quarterback has a 3-second pocket and room to step into his throw. All right. And against the Cardinals in week 2, he had that on 46% of his passing attempts, which is pretty good. In recent years, it's dropped from a 50% standard, I would say, in about 2010 down to about the low 40s today is a normal amount of ample time and space opportunities. Defensive coordinators much more in tune with getting fast pressure since then. Then I have to apply a standard that we have. Now, the data I have is for Flacco from 2010 to 17, when I've been collecting it for those years, and I use that as a baseline for what we should expect from Lamar. Now, you could say whether that's a difficult standard or not, but I would say that Joe did not have a particularly high yards per attempt. So it's fairly much a replacement level standard in my opinion, or a low level standard anyway for that. Using that though, Lamar should have had 234 net yards in a game against the Cardinals with his 46% ample time and space. He actually had 258. Now that's 24 yards better, of course, but it's 0.6 yards per throw better is the number that is kind of key there. And I look at that as a very good game, but it is dwarfed in comparison to his week 1 performance against Miami when he was plus 204 in 21 throws. So looking at that a different way, he beat his expected yards per throw by 9.7 against the Dolphins. 9.7 yards better than expectation.
All right. Now that week 1 was the perfect passer rate. And so when you're talking about standards, that's not the standard we can compare to. Where did he lose his effectiveness when he played the Cardinals in week 2?
Yeah, great point. And you're right, Lamar will probably never have another game as good, so we should start with that expectation. He threw for 19.1 yards per completion in that week 1 game, and he had only 11.3 yards per completion in week 2. And if you look at where he dropped, a lot of that was in the yards after the catch. Now, think about it. Every completion is broken into two pieces. There are the yards on the throw, or the air yards, and the yards after the catch, or the yak. And most of his reduction in yards per completion was in a loss of yak. So he had 8.8 yards yak per completion in the first week, 3.5 the second. About a 70% of the reduction was in that yak. He had fewer balls that were really thrown for yak, and those that's largely a function of not hitting on some of those deep passes where you get behind the secondary and you can make a house call for Brown or whatever. He didn't have any single pass with more than 11 yak in week 2. But if you think back to that first week, he had 2 touchdowns to Brown that totaled 130 yards, and 80 of that was yak. So it's a big difference. And obviously there are big swings based on the success of individual plays.
All right. The other story for Jackson last year was the turnover talk. This game, this season, there's been no turnovers yet from the offense. How much of that contributes with Jackson?
Yeah, that has really been the great change in the Ravens offense. And as much as the other things have been terrific, that's something we can't forget about. Next Gen has a stat called aggressiveness, which is a measure of the percentage of throws where the receiver has a defender within 1 yard at the time of the catch, because it's kind of a cool stat. Jackson, through 2 weeks, has thrown 12.3% of his balls into situations where the coverage is within 1 yard. So those are, you know, contested catches, think of them that way. It's the ninth best, meaning it's the ninth lowest in the entire NFL. And it's an indication to me that he isn't taking the same chances with the football, and maybe is not being forced to take the same chances with the football by having better receivers who are more easily finding space, specifically Andrews and Brown. That really matches the eye test for me. I can only really recall one ball to Snead by the right sideline against the Dolphins, where he made a really high-risk throw into traffic. And he's certainly had fewer contested catches. And the other thing I would point to is Lamar Jackson came into the season with 9 consecutive games with a fumble to end 2018. And amazingly, he's had none in the first 2 games of this year. So outstanding start in those terms. And we should be very happy we are where we are.
All right. Lamar's not the only guy on the field. The offensive line seems to be protecting Lamar really well in these first 2 games. How much credit should we be looking at them towards Lamar's progression?
Okay, well, I think they get some of the credit, certainly, but I would give more credit to Lamar, and I guess I have to explain this in stages here. His sacks have been reduced from last year when he was sacked 10.4% of dropbacks. That's quite high. In fact, if you compare that, the 2006 Ravens, who had the greatest sack unit the Ravens have ever fielded, sacked the quarterback only 10.2% of the time across all snaps for the season. So Lamar getting sacked 10.4% is high. It is a natural consequence of being a pocket-extending quarterback. The quarterbacks who run around the pocket and try and make plays, try and extend plays like that, traditionally in the NFL, have always had fairly high sack rates. And Michael Vick, for example, had an 8.9% career sack rate. Randall Cunningham's was in that range, but Randall Cunningham is the season record holder. In 1986, he was sacked on 25.6% of dropbacks, which is just an astounding number. But anyway, this year, Lamar is down, and he's only been sacked on 3 of 60 dropbacks, so 5%. One of those was a busted play. I wouldn't even really count that because I didn't think it should have been counted as a sack at the time. But you know, it's a manageable level. Some analysts would also say that's a little too high. But I think another thing to look at is the fact that those are the only 3 times he's been hit this year, knocked down. Are on those 3 plays. So the numbers improved. I think some of that is due to the offensive line, but I really mostly credit most of it on the reads and decisiveness of Jackson, getting the ball out quickly and what he's done with that. One of the things I noticed in the offensive line scoring are there are a fair number still of missed blocks at the line of scrimmage, particularly by Bozeman, who's at 10 in 2 games. And I think Lamar has really helped by getting the ball out quickly. He's also helped out Ronnie Stanley, who allowed the pocket to be flushed twice in this last game with runs of over 10 yards each time by escaping. So anyway, that's where I am. I think it's really more Lamar than the offensive line.
All right. Ken McCusick from FilmStudyRavens.com. Great stuff as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
At Lowe's, we're your go-to for great gardening values every day. That's why we've lowered our price on select bagged mulch, now starting at just $2.88 a bag. Mulch helps prevent weeds and retains moisture. And when you put it down around trees, shrubs, and flower beds, you'll see how beautiful it makes your outdoor space. Just in time to welcome back family and friends. Shop online and pick up in store. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Selection and product availability vary by location. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification, and they're satisfying to scratch no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery Scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now, that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.